Nightcrawler's movie that he was in.
I love Nightcrawler.
Isn't that one called United? X-Men United?
That's the third one. Yeah, well...
The third one is...
The X-Men 2 and 3 had titles.
Hey, yeah, did you hear...
Yeah, they did have titles. They had subtitles.
I heard X-Men that Channing Tatum pulled out of the Gambit role.
It's been reported he pulled out. Then it was reported he was back in.
Okay, so we don't know.
Back and forth.
Okay.
It isn't like it's going to do anything bad to his career.
I know. I think it'd be all right.
After he made This
Is
the End, he can pretty much do anything he wants.
Pretty much.
We also have 2 or 4 episodes of the older cartoon of X-Men.
I think my favorite is...
I've seen most. I saw most of those when I was a kid.
Nice.
I like Toad.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kazuha Oda. I'm a singer of the rock band Kazuha from Japan. And you're listening to... Comic Pop Library.
Taste it, just one drop, got you screaming like...
And welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Jonathan,
Lenny,
and Logan.
And in this episode, we want to thank the Muse Box with Katie Trimble sending us the EP for Doug Locke that we're going to be looking at today and listening to some of the drops from that EP. And April's got us ready to go, so we'll hand it over to her.
Yeah, so like always, get, you know, all the niceties out of the way. Doug Locke, I want to say he's from Los Angeles. I don't know if that's where he was born and raised, but that's where he's based out of right now. And this is his first EP, his first attempt, you know, at an album of any sorts. And it was a good success to me, noting some of the deal. It doesn't say a lot about producers or anything, but it does mention that his single, This Could Be Us, it did hit number 32 on the iTunes Hot 100 chart.
It's not bad.
The music video on YouTube has also had over 440,000 views. Good or bad, I don't know, but they're views.
Well, it's a start. I mean, if this is his first album or EP, it's a start.
Yeah. And talking about genre wise, it's more punk.
Punk?
Punk. That's what this says. But okay. Yeah. So
that
you
might
see,
be the name for it. I have no clue.
No,
punk rap. I could see that.
No. Maybe on some rap, line, but I see more pop.
There's some
definitely
rap.
He does rap. He, that
well, there's some rap.
But rap. you got R&B in there, obviously, like soul.
I heard R&B.
You got, and then it mentions soul, and I think that's where he's putting in the retro spin on it.
Yes.
Because it's not soul music. It's not, you know,
it's not
Aretha Franklin.
So.
It's not, you know, go get it. Jesus. But it does have been there, and a lot like funk and just feel good music, you know. And
I think funk would be a good word for it.
Yeah.
It's definitely got that.
Not
beat.
Bruno Mars funk. That's different funk.
But like Parliament Funkadelic kind of like older school.
Yeah. Anyways, but so and I think it's kind of interesting how he kind of got into entertainment because he wasn't originally in music. He was on the TV side of things. He was in television. He I think he still is a little bit. He's actually watched his older sisters go through the entertainment business, and that's one of his sisters was an actress for Dumb and Dumber 2, that movie that came out.
Okay.
She was in it, and his other sister...
It's Paycheck.
I think it's Attica Locke. She was a writer on Empire.
Oh yeah, no,
that's a good show.
Oh yeah, I've seen her name. Seriously? Actually. I've seen her name on there.
Oh god, that didn't we? I don't know if you've seen Empire.
I love Empire. Oh my god, it's a good so show. Good.
Like I've to me, I call it my guilty. You know, it's like my guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
because I don't.
I've
like
never seen it. I have no idea.
Oh, it's on Fox. It's a good show.
I've seen bits of episodes before I go upstairs.
They stuff drama into every single fucking cranny of that episode, of every episode. But it's so good. Like. Usually I don't like that stuff, but man.
But yeah, I've seen the name Attica Locke on the
credits.
So it got him into
that's
it.
That's what and I was looking for.
He started out. He actually portrayed a young Jimi Hendrix at the in the Silver Lake film, and at AFTRA, and then he's gone on to be in commercials and shorts and just small bits, and also had appearances on House MD and Bones. We watched Bones. I don't know about House MD.
No, I didn't watch much of House.
Yeah. Okay. I liked House, but...
Did you guys ever notice that Hugh Laurie, Dr. House, and Arthur Weasley, I forget the name of the actor, were the two bag men in the original Disney 101 Dalmatians with Glenn Close?
Huh. That's cool.
Yeah.
No, but
little
at
house
all.
Reference there. That's them.
Did not, I've seen that movie so many times and have not realized that.
I've seen that movie probably all of twice. I do not remember.
But yeah, getting to the music, I thought of Prince right away from the song you first heard, which was "Give It Up." But you're gonna hear "Rendezvous."
I kind of heard Prince and "Give It Up" to a degree.
I did, but I heard him the most.
I bet you he has a lot of influence. I mean, if you snuck through the guy's CD collection, you're gonna find Prince. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, I think that's one of his main staples. And the people here, let me see who called him this. It was kind of weird. Oh, John Myers of Uberland Media. He kind of compared him to Lady Gaga, Lenny Kravitz, and a group called M&EK. Or maybe it's a solo artist. I'm not sure, but
I don't know about Lady.
I don't get
Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
No, I don't. I was gonna say where they get Lady Gaga from.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it's strange, but it is definitely club music.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it's
one where you can go out and dance.
See, This Could Be Us, which is the second one on the EP, that was kind of a boy bandish one to me. I kind of thought it was more of a pop sound.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it was more poppy, but I thought it was more pop R&B. It was more Jason Derulo style, not boy band.
Okay.
It depends on what boy band you're talking about, too. Because there's
a good boy band.
Well...
It depends on who's
at least
that.
Much,
exactly.
Much more romantic than say... Rendezvous. Despite the fact that apparently you guys caught Tim calling her a whore,
it is literally "This Could Be Us." It's a funny song. The song's good in general. I mean, it's not very deep, you know.
Yeah.
It's a
apparently,
song.
I just didn't notice the part where.
Well, he's like, "This could be us," but I can't remember the exact lyrics. But
I remember he said that, but you couldn't be what I needed. But
this could be us, but you're a player, or you're playing. It's playing in there.
He kind of.
Called her out.
Yeah, just a little bit. And then the next song after that was kind of funnier because he "Give It Up," because it's just kind of like, hey, you're a whore, but give it up, you know?
That's why.
It's a placement of songs.
I don't know. Maybe this is like, maybe all of these tracks is the evolution of how he's trying to pick up a chick. And he's just like,
this is what not
on
to
this
do.
Could be us. He's like, okay, I'm gonna go this tactic, and he'd be like, hey, I love you, but you a whore. And then he sees it ain't working, so he's like, you know what, I'm gonna embrace it, give it up.
Alrighty.
I don't know
who knows,
but yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed his most of his music, if that's at all, but there wasn't one that I didn't like, but Trojans, it has a great name.
Yeah.
Love it. But it was too light for me. Wasn't enough bass in there or anything, or different enough beats to keep it interesting. Rhythms to me, rhythms section, I love it so much, and beats and everything. So if you've got a good sound, you know, if you've got a good beat going, or really... different in one, you know, like messing with some off beats or just a weird rhythm in general, I'm usually into it.
I thought it was
most of the music. I just liked only one of the songs that we heard, which was King.
Okay, and we'll jump into that before we go too much further. We're going to listen to King since we've talked about all this sex stuff. We change the topic here and go to the King, and talk about what it is, what it was made for and why, but we're going to listen to it first before we discuss that. So this is King.
When I was younger, I walked with my head down, taught to hide what I believe. Every day was a struggle on the battleground.
The battleground, the battleground.
Words like daggers used to cut me down. Now I wear my scars proudly. As my blue heart beats in this red town strongly. I don't wanna pretend. No longer wanna fit in. I won't have behind a lie. Made up my mind that I'm a king, king, king. Decorated in my own skin. Yeah, I finally believe in a lot I was forced to hide. But I survived cause I'm a
So there was King, and as a kid to hear, you know, definitely a very big change in topic everything. For song in general. Yeah, for everything. I think that's the slowest piece
on it the starts EP. Out slow. The the chorus picks up a little.
But it's not a fast piece. It's throughout the deal. It's slower than his other pieces.
And, yeah, true. I will concede.
Yeah, and obviously you get from the lyrics, you know, Scout, no matter, you know, get bullied, whatever, thrown down, whatever. Get and back up. It don't matter. Right.
You can be yourself.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's about empowerment.
Yeah, like hugely about it. And I love it.
I like songs like that. I think that if anybody can sing that song, it's going to help inspire somebody.
Somebody. I can actually picture one kid in general. That's my friend. Oh my gosh.
Who is that? Oh, okay.
It's always Dan.
It was Boss Man.
Okay, so... So it is very, and I do, I love the lyrics in it, you know, it's very deep, but I don't know if, to me, it's, even though it talks about serious stuff and the lyrics, the words mean a lot, to me it just sounded like a sentence. It didn't sound
like it. It was good for me. And
sounded like a sentence, I guess I'm not following.
Not rhythm-wise. I know, I'm trying to, like, figure out how to convey.
I know, that's what I'm trying.
How do I convey my heart to you? No, because, speak. You know, how, there's a difference from words with meaning and just words on paper.
Right.
To me, this is just a song. It's not a song. It's not.
I think what she's trying to say is the song itself, the actual musicality of it is not
there
where it is with
the expression,
but maybe it's because he concentrates on the lyrics.
I think that's just a personal thing, because like I said, I like when the
I like the music,
I like the more organic singer songwriter with stuff like that. So I think it's just because the sounds, to me, the mixes, it's artificial, it's on a board.
Think as well, and while we were listening to it, Lenny made a comment
it's okay,
back, back, back. As we were listening to the music, Lenny was making a comment that his voice was so clear, you could listen to it once, you knew what the words were, and maybe that's where you're getting it too, is because he's emphasizing and making it so clear that some of the emotion is being bled away.
I didn't notice anything like that at all.
Well, I just think
I dug it all. I thought it had enough emotion and everything.
I like the music.
But I do know it was clear and concise and
it was.
Punctual.
I just think
on the beat.
Yeah, I mean, because it's nothing against him or the song. The song's fine. It's just a personal thing.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
It's four against one.
Yeah.
We are like it.
That's what I'm saying.
I can understand what she's saying about the music being a little bit flatter. Now I can hear everything.
For me, it's more the lyrics.
I can hear everything.
Yeah, because
what just happened?
Because I'm used to. I'm gonna pull out my Mumford and Sons. They're my favorite band. Oh my god! But because
that
that's,
last one was the one that had the most.
I mean, okay, the genres have nothing to do with each other. Okay, but in Mumford and Sons, the lyrics, the voice has so much emotion in it and punch in it. Also, the music behind it. You know, every piano chord that's played is intense with it. Every strum, you know, is intense with it. And so, and I know this is a different genre. It's a different
feeling. They have a lot more chance of having, I mean, with the group Mumford & Sons, they're playing, you know, eclectic instruments with electrolyzation, with bluegrass feel,
and I think that's
to modern music. So yeah, they've got a lot of advantages over somebody that synthesizes.
Yeah, so I think
maybe what you're trying to say is the synthesized music doesn't carry that song as well as it does for you.
Yeah,
as it does for the other
ones. That's why I'm
with
not
his lyrics.
I mean, I like the '80s, but I'm not a huge fan just because synth isn't my thing. But yeah, I think something about mixed board stuff.
So
the
if he might have mixed this with instruments. Having the actual instruments in there to make it, the warmer feel.
She would love the orchestrated version of this.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like you said, the electronic, I mean, that's what I was trying to say. It does take a little bit of the emotional out because it's so precise. And,
But that's just my personal thing, you know.
I think this was his opus or whatever. Like, he wanted people to hear his voice and what he was saying
and
in this
and
song.
And he got it through, and I liked it.
And
I can see people, you know, using this song, you know, as like getting their emotions out and really connecting to it, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have two more songs yet to go. We have Rendezvous, which is going to be the last one. But the next one, Doug, is Style of Fleek. So we'll let everyone get into Style of Fleek because it's a completely departure.
I thought you were going to play it. I was like, what? No. Okay. Yeah, Style and Fleek. Oh my gosh. The song itself is really good. It's kind of like an F you, you know, I'm chill, I'm awesome, I'm on fleek.
And I even think that F bomb is mentioned a few times.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
But that ain't a problem. Don't let that stop you because there ain't nothing wrong with cuss words. But
the thing that bugged me the most was the whole fleek thing.
Yeah, and fleek, if y'all don't know, whatever. Fleek basically.
Because I didn't.
Yeah,
April had a school me. I went back to school in the school of April.
I didn't either. Don't worry.
Fleek on the broad generalization. It's basically, wow, you're looking good. You know, eyebrows on fleek because eyebrows look perfect. Or you're on the trend. You're on it. Yeah, basically you look pretty good. You know, so that's what fleek is. It's not
just
relatively new
fleek.
Now, but you know, it's
fairly
new in the slang dictionary, urban dictionary.
Well, there was another one that I can't think of. I know there's fly and there is fleek and there's another one. I can't think of
there's
it.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I really liked it. I mean, it wasn't too slow. Like how I brought up, you know, I like different rhythms.
Oh, I get it. Fly and sleek. Now I know what it is.
Just said that a few seconds ago.
That took me a long time to. I mean, because I know these urban dictionary terms, you know, like the whole point is to come up with a word no one's ever heard.
Yeah.
And the whole point is to make it stylish and cool. And so most of the words are very
fleek.
Dumb.
They're derivative. They're derivative. They're obviously not a word that was created by an ancient society and, you know, transformed over hundreds and thousands of years into a modern language, but just like kind of like, you know, and I was trying to think, well, where did they get fleek? And I've been working on Twitter for a while. I still haven't gotten that one. But fleek, I think it's fly and sleek.
Yeah, I said that
which
just
with her explanation of the eyebrows. You know that that's what the sleek.
So it's not flicking a flea.
I said that a minute ago.
A flea flicker is a maneuver in football that they might have. That could be it. They just switched flea flicker to
but
flick,
yeah, so,
fleek.
But this was more of a rap inspired.
Oh, I loved it. I love the song. Honestly, the what ruins the song is the word fleek.
If they would just kill the fleek.
I loved all the lyrics in it. I loved, you
it
know.
Doesn't sound good as a word, and it just offended me. Like, the rest of the song is fine. And I was just like, are you trying to cuss at me? What's going on here?
Because, I mean, slang words already are simplified, you know, to an extent and everything. But usually I don't have a problem with them. You know, because I'm like, oh, it's the culture, it's cool. I use slang words, but to me, fleek is just a little too dumbed down.
It's like they tried to make slang. I hate when they try to make slang. Yeah. I just wish they would just let it flow.
It doesn't work for me, but I'll let.
We don't love the word fleek here. Everything else is okay. Just not. Just remove just that from your life.
Yep.
Fleek it away.
Fleek it away. Just get jump into the last song now, April, and this will be the one that we will actually go out
Rendezvous.
On.
So. Rendezvous is actually my favorite one. It's the first one on the EP, and it's got that 90s Prince.
Yeah,
the beats there and everything, and it, there's actually this point there. This it's a short, brief.
I think Prince would be very proud of it. I think he would.
Yeah, I think he'd really think like it. He'd be like, oh, thank you. But there's actually a part in towards one third of the, into the song. It's a little breakdown, not much of one, but it almost sounds a little Madonna-ish.
Yeah.
Not full, you know, but just a little.
And
bit.
Maybe that's where they got the Lady Gaga.
Maybe that's what it
because
is.
If you can't find Madonna influence in Lady Gaga, then to me you're just crazy. So
that's
you
right,
know,
exactly.
And that, and also, so his music reminds me a little bit of her very early, like the Just Dance song, which is the only one I really like by Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. And that's what his a couple of his songs definitely reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Very club, very just let's make a song that we can dance to. And that's definitely what this Rendezvous is definitely
really
dance
good.
Hall music. And,
really
and I like that kind of thing about it. Yeah, it's good.
All right.
Don't
and that's
the comparison to Just Dance, though.
Yes, it's dance music, though.
Don't recognize the Just Dance in it.
Oh, it's
well,
a
I
song.
Mean, at the break it's, is what I'm what I'm talking about. Yeah, but I think he knows the song. He just is disagreeing that it sounds like it. I'm not saying like the words or even the music itself, just the style. It's dance hall.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, every one of these, even King, it's going to be played in a club, mainly.
Yeah, no. King is the only one that might not be, actually.
Yeah, I don't think King would be.
Depends on the club.
I was going to say, but it's still a club song.
Yeah.
It's not a club feel. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
it
would
work.
It's
the only one that's not in the same club as all the others.
Yeah.
I play on words there.
But yeah. I don't know, but I overall, it's a really, really good EP, you know.
And the why I said play on words is with the club, because when you look at all these other songs, they are kind of about, you know, having a relationship with somebody and the dance style rhythms. But then when you get to King, it's a bullying song. It's it's a complete departure from the rest of the EP, but to me it's such a good song that, you know, I can see why I wanted to fit it in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, it kind of is one of those where sometimes you say it's a hiccup because it doesn't really fit.
If he ever gets to do a storyteller, I bet you King will be on there and he'll explain it.
Yeah.
King is one of those that it's going to be spotlight because it is different.
But I think it does fit with the rest of the song. Because, I've taken fashion lines and everything. You know, when fashion designers come out with a line, not every piece is exactly the same. These aren't exactly the same. But there's always, you know, a color that's usually holds it together. There's always a thin line of connection between the clothing. And to me, there's a thin line connecting this music, even King, just based off genre-wise, the feel of it. Maybe not topic-wise, but beat-wise, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Every other song in this has similar topics.
True.
Right.
Other than King.
Oh.
Right.
So that's going on, I think, unless there's anything else anybody
which
wants
is
to discuss
good,
about.
Because I'm glad he doesn't have to focus on bullies most of his life.
Right.
True. True. True.
I would rather have
small.
I'd rather be focusing
it
on the
really
bitches.
Focusing on the,
excuse me.
It really isn't focusing on the bullies, but
Yeah.
It is that.
But I would definitely pick this up for really any library. I mean, it's just a good EP.
And I've been lazy tonight, like I said before. I'm not sure what his website is. Is it on your sheet, April?
No.
Doug Locke's webpage is actually just a Tumblr page, douglocktumblr.com, and his album is only digital. So as far as I can tell, there's no physical album, so it will be a digital download. So you can add it to your digital library. Libraries that have
get
digital
that
libraries
iPod.
Can get it as well. So. But I think unless there's anything else, that'll pretty much do it for Doug Locke's EP. We think we... Anybody else? April says we're ready to go. Ready to go.
Goodbye.
We will. Let's see who's this.
The tale of a Rendezvous.
Yes, and we are ending off with Rendezvous by Doug Locke, and we thank Katie Trimble of the Muse Box again for sending us the EP and letting us listen to it and review it. And we will see everybody on the flip side.
Bye.
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 Called you on the low, invitation to call you out. I like you better, liquor, inhibition tied up and bound. And we need a hero, baby, I'll be your 007. Give you the 00 24/7. Yeah. I'm talking hands on thighs, that thirst you can't deny. Don't tell me what to do, cause I'ma tell you what to do. You can't deny that hunger in your eyes. Don't tell me what to do, cause it's a secret rendezvous.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.